Good morning, Darren and Jane. Good morning from, Normandy, Bordeaux border, I'd say. But that's where we are right now.
And you paid $2.10 a litre for fuel.
Yes, Shirley had a 50 euro note and said, I'll get some change out of this when we go to fill up. And I think she returned with 20 cents of euro, $2.10 a litre.
Why don't you fill it up with the Bordeaux wine? That would be a better idea, would it not?
It'd be cheaper.
Yes,
the same
I think
price.
You're right there, Jane. It's just about the same price. Mm. The Bordeaux wines, and of course, going through the vineyards this time of year, they're all losing their leaves and yellowing and getting ready for winter, and the leaves are blowing across the ground, and it's really quite pretty, actually.
And some of the little back roads you've been on when you cross the Pyrenees are no wider than a car.
Yeah, that's right, Darren. Some of the little back roads we found as we've trickled through the Pyrenees, I went right off the beaten track, and we found these beautiful little roads leading up into the mountains, and then down the other side and through huge long tunnels. 5 kilometres long was one of them, I think, we travelled through, taking shortcuts through the mountains. And it really was quite pretty, although it is getting cold, of course, but it was really, really good.
Is there
but,
snow at the Pyrenees?
Pamplona, of course.
There's snow there yet?
No snow. We didn't. We have seen snow on the mountain tops, but we didn't ride through any, thank goodness.
Yeah.
We've had enough of that going through the Andes. But I've got to say, Pamplona was great. That city where the running of the bulls is. That was fantastic. Really, really cool.
You didn't run with the bulls, did you? That's a real macho thing to do. You didn't really, did you, Brian?
No, I'm too old for that.
Oh, thank goodness, you're sensible.
But it would have been cold there. It would be cold there, and you'd be envious because Clive, who's with us here today, he rode his Harley in. We've got 17 degrees at 5 o'clock this morning, so I rode my bike in as well. So we're all on bikes, and you'd be the coldest, I reckon.
Yeah, but he's got the best scenery.
I've got a temperature gauge on mine, and that was showing about 8 degrees when we left this morning, and it didn't get above 10.
Head down to Provence now. It's a bit warmer than Provence.
Yeah, where are you going now?
Well, we're heading back to England because we're going to fly the bike and us to South Africa. I think it's been a good decision because we were originally going to go through Libya and Egypt and down that way.
No.
But it's too much violence around in that area at the moment. The Congo's gone crazy at the moment, and
Egypt sounds a bit strange, yes.
Danny Timbuktu.
You will love South Africa. South Africa is such a beautiful spot. The Cape Town area, the Garden Route, absolutely lovely.
Yes, Jane. We've heard about the Garden Route, and it's one of my dreams is to ride that Garden Route. So I really want to do that.
And just to finish up, you ran into two Aussies and two Pommy guys who were test driving a brand new car, which was camouflaged apparently, and you couldn't tell what sort of car it was. Is that right?
That's true. Yeah, there was two coupes parked next to the motorcycle at a service station, and I walked around it, and they'd taken all the badges off around the back of the car and on the wheels and all the rest of it, and I found a little badge on the front, and it was the two Aussie guys were test driving this car, which had just released at the Paris Motor Show, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's a Jaguar F-Type.
An F-Type Jaguar?
Two of them there.
Did it look good?
Yeah. Looked fantastic. Shirley wanted to jump in and said to the guys, well, we'll swap you,
BMW motorbike for a brand new F-Type Jaguar.
It looked expensive.
Oh, dear.
Well,
it could be meaning that she's sick of you, Brian. She's sick of sitting on the back of you. After all these, how long have you been away for? Such a long time.
They admired our bike and admired the journey that we've taken, and they had a look at the highway peaks I put on the bike, and I said, that's my concession to Harley Davidson. two highway peaks hanging off the side of the bike.
All right, well, look, travel safely to England, get the bike over there, and then we'll talk to you again next week to find out where you are on this massive adventure that you're doing, Brian.
Thank you, Darren.
See you, Brian.
Talk to you soon. Brian Rixey, and you can follow their adventures.
Jealous.
I know.
South Africa's lovely.
Yeah. www.aussiesoverland.com.au.